Will the House come to order? Would the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
33 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Following members are excused until playing time today. Representatives Davis and Taylor, and excused throughout the day is Representative Collins.
Our chaplain today is the Right Reverend Archimandrite Innocent of the St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, let us give heed to the words of thy wisdom. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. O Lord, give thy blessing. Amen.
Representative Taylor, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move now to unanimous consent to prayer be spread on the journal.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread upon the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 12th, 13th, and 14th legislative day?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the following days, but the 12th, there is a correction. On page 96, House Resolution under Messages from the Governor, delete Legislative Resolve Number 1 and insert House Resolve Number 1. With this correction, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 12th, 13th, and 14th days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journal, as corrected and certified on the 12th legislative day and as certified on the 13th and 14th legislative days, be adopted.
Are there any objections as to the correction of the journal and the amendment of the member of the journal? Hearing no objections, the journal stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Representative Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am very proud to ask you to join and welcome to me with me to Daryl Atkinson, Secretary of the Vocational Industrial Clubs of America. Daryl is from Cordova, and she was also their homecoming queen. Daryl?
Representative Boyer.
Mr. Speaker, also in Gallery A is a constituent of mine. He's Bill Campbell. He's the Vice President of the student body at Lathrop High School, and he's also in Juneau today with the Student Leadership Project.
Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce to you down here with the Student Leadership Project. Three students, and I'll just ask them to stand. Amy Dishman. She's president of the Alaska Association of School Governments from Glen Allen, I hope. Okay. Helen Dinger, vice president of the Office of Education from Delta. And Ann Williams, treasurer of the Office of Education Association from Delta also.
Are there any further guests for introduction? Representative Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A constituent of Representative Brown and mine from the downtown Anchorage District in Gallery A, representing the Distributed Education Clubs of America and also a student at East High School, Colette Hugsma.
Representative Ulmer.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to introduce Jennifer Wiley, who is here with the Student Leadership Project, and also 18 students from Marie Drake who are here this morning. They're with the Service Club and their teacher, Mr. Marvin Walter.
Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate approved the following citations and they are transmitted to enrolling. Honoring Representative Mike Miller, in memoriam Hazel Jager McKinnon, honoring Diamond Lynx volleyball state champions, honoring Christine Jacquish and Madeline A. Stella, and honoring Robert B. Atwood. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
We received from the Department of Fish and Game the State of Alaska Onboard Observer Program report, and it's been on file in the Speaker's office. And we've also received from the Department of Labor the non-residents working in Alaska in 1985. And a report from the Commission on Judicial Conduct, 1986 report of the Commission on Judicial Conduct. We've received the 1986 annual report by the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, and these are on file in the Speaker's office. And then we've received a communication from the Supreme Court. Dear Senator Bennett and Representative Grusendorf, in accordance with AS 2460-130B, I've selected Charles Anderson, Michael Irwin, and retired Judge Thomas Stewart to serve as the three public members of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Copies of their resumes are attached for your information. And this letter and the resumes have been placed on each member's desk.
Please look at the nominees there, because in the next couple of days we'll have to confirm that the appointment of those individuals.
I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 26 relating to the sale of certain milk products and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 26, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman. Signing do pass, Donnelly, Menard, Ellis, Davidson, Boucher, and Kopanen. Furness has no recommendation. House Bill 26 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 58 relating to the disclosure of certain state tax assessment information by the Department of Revenue, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 58 Judiciary with a new title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Sund, Chairman, signing do pass, Sund, Ulmer, Grunberg, Navarre, and Cotton. Barnes signed do not pass. House Bill 58 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 59, Recycling and Reduction of Litter, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Cotton, Chairman. Signing do pass, Herman Davidson, Pierce Davidson, and Cotton. Signing no recommendation, Schultz and Hoffman. House Bill 59 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
Dear Mr. Speaker, your Committee on Committees has met and submits the following name of representatives to serve on the respective committee: Transportation, Chairman Cato, Vice Chair Springer, members Boucher, Miller, Hudson, Grusendorf, and Pierce. Signed sincerely, Representative Grusendorf, Adams, Boucher, Cotton, and Martin.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and request unanimous consent that the report of the Committee on Committees be adopted.
Are there any objections? Are there any objections? Hearing none, the Committee on Committee report has been adopted. Representative Menard?
Mr. Speaker, I would ask that if we could move back up to the guests.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Larson and myself have some constituents here for the student leadership program. I would like to introduce from Wasilla, Michael Wanaki and Connie Peterson, and their instructor, Ray Jensen.
Under introduction of guests, Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Menard and I, myself, have two constituents here from Palmer also, but before I introduce them, I'd like to mention that the student leadership program is not in the budget this year, so I'd like to do a little lobbying to help these folks out. From Palmer, we have Susan Muncy and Albert Rabisky.
Under introduction of guests, Representative Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd also like to ask the body to join me in welcoming Dennis Johnson, the Alaska Association of School Governments Executive State Director, as well as Kathleen Castle, the manager of the Student Leadership Program.
Any further guests for introduction? This brings us back down to reports of special committees. Have we completed that?
I have no further reports of special committees.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 by Rieger, Pierce, Zawacki, Miller, Hanley, Hudson, Barnes, Phillips, relating to promotion and marketing of the state-operated international airports.
Two standing committees, Transportation and the Finance Committee.
House Joint Resolution 13 by Davis, Martin, Brown, Adams, and Kopanen, relating to the export of Alaska oil.
Resources Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Under resolutions, we have House Joint Resolution 12, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the use and expenditure of state monies. Last time, I referred that to the Judiciary and Finance. To keep the package together, I'll add an additional referral of State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance.
I have no further resolutions for introduction.
Introduction, first reading and reference of House bills.
House Bill 97 by Taylor, an act relating to deregulating cable television.
That'll be House Special Committee on Telecommunications and the Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Bill 98 by Miller, Frank, Davis, Schultz, Boyer, and Kopanen, an act making supplemental appropriations for non-payment as grants for certain school districts and providing for an effective date.
Hess and Finance Committee.
House Bill 99 by Zawacki, an act establishing a legislative research division within the Legislative Affairs Agency and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 100 by Cato, an act relating to the annual report of the Alaska Railroad Corporation.
That'll be Transportation and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 101 by Cato, an act relating to state toll facilities.
Transportation, Finance Committee.
House Bill 102 by Adams, an act relating to general grant land entitlements and providing for an effective date.
That'll be Community and Regional Affairs, Resources, and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 103 by Menard, Grunberg, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Dental Examiners and providing for an effective date.
Hess and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 104 by Davidson, Barnes, Brown, Donnelly, Davis, Hoffman, Ellis, Hudson, Navarre, and Ulmer, an act relating to confidential communications between victims and victim counselors, and amending Alaska Rules of Evidence 504 and 510.
Two standing committees, Health and Education and Social Services, and the Judiciary Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Under bill referral, we had House Bill 24 that was to be placed on our calendar, and that was an act relating to remissions of forfeiture of bail, and that bill needs a finance referral. This brings us down to the daily calendar. We do have some citations for approval. Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a number of citations on today's calendar, Mr. Speaker. We have the citation honoring the Kiana High School boys basketball team, Division A1 state champions, the citation honoring Jeanette Ballard, the citation honoring the Jesuits in Alaska, 1887 to 1897, citation honoring Myron Angstman, 1987, John Beargreaves sled dog, marathon winner. The citation honoring Rick Mackey, 1987 Kuskokwim 300 champion, and the citation honoring Juneau Senior League All-Star Baseball Team All-Alaska champions. Mr. Speaker, I ask that the citations be adopted.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the citations before us today? Hearing no objections, the citations have been approved. Unfinished business. Any unfinished business to come before this body? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A couple of excused absences. I would ask that Representative Zawacki's absence be revised from Thursday, February 19 at 4 p.m. to Plain Time, February 23rd, and Representative Furness from Thursday, February 5, 1987, that'd be all day, to Plain Time, February 8, 1987.
Are there any objections by this body to those members who are asking to be excused from the call of the House? Hearing no objections, they're excused. Any further unfinished business? Announcements, standing committees, or special committees. Representative Boyer, Representative Donnelly.
Mr. Speaker, the House Labor and Commerce Committee will meet tomorrow, February 3rd at 1:15 p.m. in room 17 of the Capitol Building to take up HB 22. And I'd like to point out to the members, this is a special meeting. The time is 1:15. I'd like to ask that they all be there promptly, because at 1:30 that same day, we'll be moving to the House Judiciary Committee room for a joint overview hearing on insurance. Thank you.
Representative Gall, you are seeking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've got a couple of schedule changes to announce. For the Finance Subcommittee on the Department of Fish and Game, we canceled our Friday meeting due to the time needed by the full Finance Committee. So on Monday, today, February 2nd, in House Finance, room 519, from 3:30 to 5:30, we'll conclude the overview of the Department of Fish and Game, and then pick up tomorrow during the time which is in the calendar. That's Tuesday, 3:30 to 5:30, in room 120, the House Judiciary Committee room, to do the overview of the Commercial Fisheries Division. Those two meetings will basically combine the overview of the department and the Commercial Fisheries Division component. And then on Wednesday, February 4th, we'll have a brief overview in the House Resources Committee room of the court system budget. That's the budget of the Alaska court system. Wednesday, February 4th, 3:30 to 5:30 in room 124. And that's a change from the scheduled time in the calendar, which showed Friday, February 6th. So that Friday meeting is canceled and moved to February 4th, 3:30 to 5:30. Thank you.
Representative Sund.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, just to announce, there's a joint House-Senate Tax Policy Committee meeting tomorrow at 3:30 in House Finance, if anybody wants to attend.
Representative Springer?
On Wednesday, February 4th, we are going to continue consideration of House Bill 28. That's that penalty for Hooker's bill. If you don't have anything to do, it's pretty interesting. Come on over. That's in Community and Regional Affairs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any further standing committee or special committee announcements? General announcements? Representative Menard?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Under general announcements, I want to let the body know that Representative Larson and myself got the word from Hatcher Pass this morning that the marmot crawled up through the ice and saw his shadow. And there will be good news is that there will be six more weeks of winter. And Mr. Speaker, I wanted to propose that we have an Alaska Marmot Day and that we have it a paid holiday. But Representative Larson wouldn't go along with it. So with that, I just want to wish everyone a happy Alaska Marmot Day. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Mr. Minority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to announce that the Republican luncheon will be held tomorrow at noon, and it will be at the Sheffield House this time. Speaker will be co-chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator John Binkley.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two announcements. First, the Lieutenant Governor Steve McAlpine will be speaking at the Bill Egan Forum tomorrow noon Tuesday, that's the 3rd of February, at the Baranoff Hotel. And second, in our continuing series of announcements on birthdays, we have a birthday. And it's the distinguished Representative from Juneau, Representative Ulmer, whose birthday, I understand, was yesterday.
Representative Ulmer, since your birthday was yesterday, we'll not allow you to say a few words. Representative Kopanen, you're seeking the floor under announcement.
It has been posted already, and most of you know, but those of you who have not had the opportunity to take the fascinating course known as School Finance 101 and to find out what a weighted pupil actually is, Dr. Larry Huxtell will be explaining school finance terminology to the HES committee at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Any further general announcements? Representative Ulmer, did you really want to say something about your birthday?
I just wanted to say thank you for not doing a citation for me. Some events should not be noticed.
Any further announcements? This brings us down to special orders. Any special orders to come before this body? Representative Taylor?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I ask permission of the floor to speak upon two subjects, monopoly and the state's revenues.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
I'll speak briefly first, Mr. Speaker, on the question of monopoly. Currently in the state of Alaska, the way our regulations read, if you are a cable television operator, you receive a monopoly in the community of Juneau, a monopoly in the community of Anchorage, a monopoly in the community of Ketchikan, which means free enterprise cannot compete against you. As of January 1 this year, because of federal intervention, our Alaska Public Utilities Commission can no longer regulate these monopolies. We cannot regulate them as to price. We cannot regulate them as to quality or quantity or type of service. I think we all know what the cost of these cable systems is to our constituents. We have all seen the dramatic increase in that cost over the last few years. I call upon the members of this body to join me on House Bill 97 to allow the free enterprise system to function and work in the state of Alaska in this area, and to deregulate and remove from our Alaska Public Utilities Commission this semblance of authority which only grants a monopoly, and turn it back over to our free enterprise entrepreneurs to allow them to enter the marketplace, and then next year let's take a look at what cable TV rates are for our constituents. The other subject that I would like to discuss is state revenues. I've held off making comments on that concern, listening first to the governor, then to our fine finance chairman and his comments, and awaiting comments from the other body. In the process, I'm afraid that we have lost contact with some dramatic realities. The first that I think we need to face is that the free lunch is over, gang. We no longer are going to have the funds necessary to distribute among our constituents and ourselves a $600 or $700 Christmas present each year, merely because we all lived and breathed in the same state. Not when we're looking at cutting back some of the most essential services that we have used in this state long before the oil monies ever got here. We're looking at proposals today that may very well destroy the essence of any transportation system in Southeast Alaska. The same holds true for the transportation and road systems of our interior. We're looking at scenarios that are seriously considering decimating every single resource-oriented program that we have created in this state, whether it's the assisting of our basic industries of fish, timber, minerals, all of which have been zeroed out, or whether it's the providing of the basic services of education, which the Hess chairman was kind enough to mention that we should all participate with him tomorrow in looking at that budget and looking at the formula for funding that. We're also looking at some dramatic cuts to our municipalities, thus shifting an additional tax burden off onto every single taxpaying citizen in this state. And at the same time, Mr. Speaker, I hear comments in this House about how we need to pass an income tax. And I join with those people. I believe an income tax is probably appropriate at this time. But I can't imagine a more ludicrous situation than taxing one member of our society so that we can give away a free gift of money to another member of our society, especially when we are taxing for the purpose of providing all of the essentials of shelter, of clothing, of medical attention. And after we've provided all that, can anyone explain to me why we need to give a Christmas present every year to ourselves? And how can we afford to do that? Can we imagine anything more ludicrous, Mr. Speaker, than going to the mailbox in December and picking up a check for $700? And out of the same mailbox pick up a tax bill for $2,000 or $2,500? That doesn't make sense to me. I hope it doesn't make sense to the other members of this body. If that is in fact what we're doing, it's a patent redistribution of income and using the operation of law to force it upon one segment of our population so as to gift it to the rest. It's time that we debated this subject. It's time that we evaluated it. And it's time we put that question on the table. I personally do not have a great deal of faith that the entire interest-earning portion of that corpus should be turned over to this body, because I'm fearful that we will maintain at high levels some programs within the state without addressing the necessity of cutting. But if, in fact, we don't at least consider that, we're going to be faced with that ludicrous possibility this fall. I hope that you will all join with me in asking that at least concepts such as those given to us by our finance chairman of capping that and of reducing it be considered long before and be considered hardly and fought out on this floor, that we consider that long before we consider the imposition of taxation, additional statewide taxation, onto a body of citizens that are going to be facing significant mill levies and city taxations because of burdens we will be shifting onto these cities. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. Wednesday.
10 a.m. Wednesday.